Oh, blocking your way.
Don't start yawning.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's just warm temperatures.
Call our meeting back to order. And Nikki would like to go ahead and knock out the four things under her. So we'll start with the agenda.
I placed the agenda in
y'all
front of you.
Okay, with the agenda sitting before you.
Excellent.
Okay.
I will also be placing approval of payroll on Friday because we're paying on the 23rd.
Splendid.
So there will be another amended agenda come out.
Payroll on Friday. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll have to call in for that because I've got the 8:30.
Okay.
Are you going to that 8:30 also, you think?
Oh, I might go and be my last one to say something, or may not. I don't know. If I'm not there, I'll say
see
you later.
Things.
Yeah, say nice things. Okay, Hollister facility, you got an agreement there?
I have an addendum to the agreement.
This is on the MoDOT barn on East 76 mm-hmm. purchase.
It was to go before the MoDOT commission. They did not review it. They're going to review it in January. But according to the contract, we had to have the deed signed by a certain date. So I have an addendum that needs to be signed.
So it's just a technicality. Basically, they just didn't get to it on their agenda.
That
it didn't get
correct.
Posted, and so they have to post it in January.
Correct.
Okay. Bob, you all right with this addendum to the MoDOT contract?
They're just moving the date back, I think, is all they're doing.
They're just pushing the date.
Oh, Bob's looking
fine.
At it. Okay.
Motion to approve the addendum to the Hollister facility contract.
Does it just have a date on it?
February 12th is the date I see here, October 12th.
February 12th, is that the date? That's
in addition to the provision of sales agreement, the parties agree that the date which seller is to deliver an executed deed to the purchaser is extended to February the 12th.
All right.
Well, this is only an extension.
Right.
Okay. Was that a motion I heard, didn't
I? Yes, that was a motion.
I'll second it. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. And then we've got
drug screening
something
services.
About drug screening.
Linda is supposed to be in here with me during that. Can we skip that?
Okay.
Can I just, is this what I, let me just ask you a question. We need to go out for a bid again. We haven't gone out for a bid for a while, and it's time to go back out for a bid.
I mean, for several years.
Right.
And we have dues for 2011 to pay, and that's what prompted me to.
So we just, it's a formality of directing Linda to go out for an RFP. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we're asking for?
Yes. We need to give that directive just in a motion, or does she just should go out and get it?
Yeah, motion to direct Linda in purchasing to go out for an RFP for drug screening services for our employees.
That's tracking it. If it's
that's a formality of that.
Yeah.
All those in favor, discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
What would you like me to do as far as the invoice? Go ahead and pay the dues?
Is it for next year?
Yes, for 2011.
I would prefer to hold it since we haven't put it out for bid.
Right.
I mean, the dues all an angle.
Would you like me to contact the company?
Yeah.
Or have Linda contact the company?
What do we get into in state statute as far as drug?
We don't have the contract expires, I guess.
There's no specific. It's just how you treat any other contract for services.
So we need to
We don't want to sign something before we go through the process, right?
Correct.
Is it for an annual or is it monthly? What is it?
Annual for $240.
I think it'd be wise if Nikki or Linda one contact them, let them know that we've got to go through this process and that we're not on the outs with them or something like that.
Right. I think that's great.
Okay.
All right. Chris Vernt was here, but he went on because probably what we said, so we can come back to him. Is that right?
Or do you have it?
I have the contract, which Bob has reviewed.
Okay. Everything look good to you?
And I added something. It's just an update of what has been in the past. It was, it looked like a sentence missing, so I kind of filled in what I thought it ought to be.
Okay.
Weird.
It's requiring all three signatures, and there's two copies.
All right.
Let me ask you, Bob, did you say there's a sentence missing from the contract that you'd had in the past?
He added it back in there. You put it back in there.
Well, this was provided by Mr. Dixon, who's on the board, obviously, of Western Tennessee County Fire. And in paragraph 3,
I just handed it to you.
There was a sentence that I added a few words. It was all.
Okay, I think you're going through the list. What you said was, is you added a sentence that had been taken out, but you added a few words to a sentence that was already existing.
If I can, I can just tell you. It says, Fire District may, at its option and discretion, upgrade the dispatching facilities by supplying Fire District pursuant to this paragraph. And any such upgrade will remain the property of the Fire District, subject to removal by Fire District at Fire District's option or upon termination of this agreement. There were a few words in there that kind of made the sentence not make sense that I added in there. The part about it remaining the property of the Fire District. It made sense that that go in there because of the way the sentence read, but it was missing from the middle of the sentence.
Okay.
Excellent. Motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement between Taney County and the Western Taney County Fire District. As presented.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Did I say that too fast?
I knew it was pretty fast.
I didn't get the answer, but that's all right.
I'll try to answer.
I received a phone call this morning from Mr. Mike Schofield requesting to have picture messaging put back on his phone, as well as three other phones in his department. There are times when they take pictures and they have to send them.
Okay.
And child email abuse won't cases. Work.
He doesn't sure. have a BlackBerry.
Oh, he doesn't have a BlackBerry.
No.
I would just guess that perhaps when they're in the field, maybe there's some evidence, and if they send back, it expedites matters or something. I can't speak for them. But.
And the reason we did turn it off is because we could email to the BlackBerries, but since they don't have a BlackBerry to email those pictures, the only way to get those pictures to somebody else is texting.
Correct.
But it's a state.
And on those on the voice-only phones, there is not a texting package.
So that whole department is asked for back?
Four of them, yes.
Four of the departments.
Four of the phones within that department.
Is there a, I know, is it a per incident? I can't remember how the pricing. Is it per incident? Can we just add is it $15 a month per phone? And
well, I can go back to him and see how much they
why don't you do
would
that?
Use that.
So I can get a dollar figure, which right. we're talking, because it's a monthly.
Because I believe it's 25 cents a text.
Right, but I thought there was also a.
Look forward.
You could do an all encompassing. $10,
yes,
$5, whatever it is.
Yes.
You would find out the price, what it cost them. I believe 25 cents a text, it can add up pretty darn fast.
Correct.
Well, we had a limit on our plan. That's what my concern is.
No, we actually turned that feature off because we had email. Already signed it.
Two copies.
Oh, two copies.
But Jim, this still doesn't make any sense because we had that. We turned that off, but we turned it off for a reason. It's because it added to the cost of the.
Well, because we could use the same technology in email, but since they don't have email and they need it for their job functions, why? I'm not saying yes or no. I just want to know what it's going to cost us.
Okay.
Here's your form. So.
Okay. So we'll come back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki's also given us some department designation forms to sign. We've got road and bridge / transfer station, information systems, 911 administration, purchasing. Phone systems, building and grounds, a mechanic shop.
Do we need to put a department head in there somewhere? Is that right?
Seaward.
And then we got economic development, but we can, or do y'all want to designate somebody? Sure, we'll wait for a director.
This is waiting for the director, because it's going to be vacant here.
What about the chairperson there, economic development?
I'd rather just go to the commission if we were going to do anything at this point, since there's nobody in there.
All right.
But we can just leave it blank, can we not? Because there'll be no expenses until we get somebody back in there.
Correct.
Y'all good to sign those?
Yep, good.
All right. What else, Nikki?
Quick question. We've received a couple of phone calls as far as nuisance. Where are we at?
We've got to have a public hearing, right?
Have a public hearing. I think Mr. Paulson is on his worksheet to be working on the modifications of the ordinance before we can have that public hearing. So we'll safely say it probably won't make it in December.
Okay.
But however you want to word it to the citizens. And once again, you can always direct them to the health department if there's any concern for health, if there's health needs, then there's statutes for that.
What else, Nikki?
The Wellness Committee, through the silent auction, brought in some money, and we actually put it in under our equipment line. I'm just requesting a budget line.
So the money that you've raised doesn't go away at the end of the year?
Correct.
That, understand they're raising funds and getting donations, and as they get money in, can they make sure it posts against that line item? That way we can track expenses too. I'm good with that. Are you good with that?
We have to transfer the amount that's left.
In. Have you talked to Rick about it? He's all right with it?
I spoke with him a little bit, and you guys need to make
decision. We have to make a decision if we're going to line item. My biggest thing is if they're going to go through the efforts of raising money or getting donations to help fund that.
We want to keep track of it.
And they get that money.
That needs to go through a line item.
Okay.
The equipment line is just so big that there's so many things that come out of there.
I'm good with that. Danny? Chuck?
Yeah, I'm fine. We need to talk to Rick because we'd have to make some note at the end of this year on the budget.
I'll make a note here.
Because he doesn't carry anything over.
Right.
So that there's some kind of record that those monies were raised for that.
It'd be like how we do the transfer station or something like that. Or we just roll those unused funds over. So.
Okay.
Line item.
Okay. What else?
That's it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Ready to go into executive?
I think so.
Bob says yes.
Motion going to executive pursuant 610-021-1, 2, and 3.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Nikki, would you also let Randy know that he can come in right after that before noon?